1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. After nearly 7 months in captivity, Hamas releasing video footage of two of its hostages still being held by the terror group. Among those seen is American Kevin Siegel, who grew up in North Carolina before moving to Israel, his family calling for his immediate release. More severe weather in the plains after a tornado leveled homes in the suburbs of Omaha, Nebraska Friday. Authorities in Oklahoma reporting injuries in Sulphur, southeast of Oklahoma City, after suspected tornadoes there. President Biden cracking jokes Saturday night at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. Biden joking about his age, while SNL cast member Colin Jost hosted the event.
I'll be honest with you, I don't have a lot of time. I need to get back to New York because I'm juror number 5 on a big trial.
Outside the event, demonstrators gathering protesting Biden's handling of the war between Israel and Hamas, as well as the media's coverage of the conflict. This is ABC News. A new rule from the Labor Department will provide more legal protections for temporary migrant farm workers. ABC's Chuck Sievertson reports.
Reports of overcrowded farm vehicles and deaths have increased as the number of guest farm workers has risen, officials say. Each year, about 300,000 immigrants, mostly from Mexico, take seasonal jobs on U.S. farms. A new rule from the Labor Department will require farmers to provide vans and buses, seatbelts required. Workers will be protected from employer retaliation if they meet with lawyers or union reps. Some industry groups call the rules excessive. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Federal regulators working to reassure consumers after tests found fragments of the bird flu in the nation's milk supply. The FDA says usual pasteurization processes are effective in rendering the virus harmless, and regulators say they did not find any live infectious viruses in milk, infant formula, and powdered milk. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, it's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hour number two of Max Inc. Radio, live right here from the WMDX studios in Madison. Terry, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fabulous. Yeah. The music, the guests, everyone has been amazing so far.
It has been great.
I'm also keeping one eyeball out the window on the weather, just because I feel like I need to do that, because we are live. We should probably let our folks know what's going on, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's a little too calm out there right now.
Well, it is a severe thunderstorm warning for the Madison and Sun Prairie area. That is until 8 o'clock. We've also got a warning that was newly issued. Now, this is more for the New Glarus and Monticello area. And there is, if you're over in the Milwaukee area, get off the lake because there is a marine warning now. Yeah. Meantime, as this kind of rolls through, there is also a thunderstorm watch until midnight, and there's a tornado watch until midnight as well. Mm. There has been a tornado warning in the Monticello and Albany, Wisconsin area, but that one is set to expire at 7:15. Mm. So it's kind of on one little string.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on it for you and try to I hope you enjoy the music, though, as we're having a fun night.
Yeah. Cuddle in the basement, maybe by that basement bar you have down there.
Oh, there you go.
In a while. Turn on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, we're going to do a double dip now, Lake Street Dive. These next two tunes, you can't hear anywhere else. Their album doesn't come out till the 21st. They snuck the CD under the door. I think it was probably not a CD, but either way, for your mental abilities, the CD came under the door, and they said, well, we're going to come down in September and see you guys, so we might as well play a couple tracks from them.
Oh, yeah.
Two in a row, Lake Street Dive, right here on Max Inc. Max Inc. Radio.
Paint me a picture. I'd rather ride.
Dive, two in a row, brand new stuff from them right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I know.
Sync Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the handmade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street, Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Rob, the Chicago Blues Festival is coming up June 7th, and the Madison Blues Society is organizing a bus trip to attend the annual event. Here to tell us the plan and how to book a seat on the bus is president of the Madison Blues Woo-hoo! Society, Steve Porter. Steve, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, love it.
All right, we're good.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I really am happy for this opportunity to get the word out about the bus to the Chicago Blues Fest. It's back again. You know, after the last time we did it was before COVID, and you know, the Blues Fest itself went virtual for a while. Everything's coming back online, and the Madison Blues Society's back online with this bus
Feels
trip
good,
on June 8th.
It?
Saturday. The festival starts, I think, June 7th, but we're going down Saturday, June 8th for the
Ooh.
Whole day.
Ooh.
And we'll get you back in time to sleep in your own bed.
That's awesome. So now, do you sit in the front of the bus or in the back of the bus?
Well, I guess it just depends, you know, if you want to use your elbows or not, I guess. But the bathroom's in the back of the bus, so, you know, it just depends.
Oh, I see. That's important. That's important.
It depends about your situation.
Exactly.
Well, before we hear about the Chicago Blues Fest bus trip, tell us a little bit about the Madison Blues Society. I mean, that's pretty cool in and of itself. Tell us about that.
It is. It's the only institution that I'm aware of, anyway, in the Madison area that supports the blues in every way possible. We've been around for around 25 years, and membership is cheap. I don't know if I can say on the air how
sure
much.
Sure, you can.
Of course, you
15
can.
$15 for a person, and $25 for a family or a band, and you get access to. You know, all of our events, you get a discount, and you're also can feel proud to be supporting the blues in the community. Mm. We contribute to the Madison Public Library, and we supply books and CDs and
keeping
and
that
other
blues alive.
Yeah,
right?
Materials for the library, and we put on our own little blues events. We got an end of the year blues festival in the works now that'll be at the East Side Club in September.
Oh,
so
right.
Pay attention, look for announcements for that.
Great.
And again, as I said, we're just sort of slowly getting back into gear after the COVID pandemic, and we ultimately hope to get back to the all-day picnic that we used to have.
Oh, I remember that.
That was so much fun. Mm-hmm.
That was great.
We are so lucky here to have so many great blues musicians, too.
We are.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. My husband actually went to the record store on Record Store Day. He picked up the new album from Ace Frehley, the guitar player from Kiss, but then he bought like a whole bunch of B.B. King Yeah. And I'm like, look at this. How's that for different? Oh, we've got a bunch of Paul Filipowicz.
Yeah.
Music,
Paul's a local treasure for sure and a supporter of the Blues Society.
That's so great.
We do our best to support him and his efforts. We often contribute to efforts. The Jimmies, for example, festivals and other projects, and we try to contribute to that. We contribute to blues festivals around the state. Brian Lee Blues Festival is one coming up, and a number of others. So we just promote the blues wherever we can.
And the benches, too, right?
Oh.
The benches.
The Clyde Stubblefield bench.
Yeah.
That's right.
And Luther Allison.
Yeah, and Luther Allison. We've got to remember the greats that have had roots in Madison, you know. And
that's in Birmingham Park, correct?
It is, yes.
So cool.
And, a bench for Clyde, and then right down the way, a bench for Luther Allison, all done by the Madison Blues Society.
Again. Wow.
Yep.
You know, we're talking now about Chicago blues and the festival there. And, you know, this really is quite the longstanding. You said it's free to attend. What does this mean? What does it mean, you know, to be able to take people like you want to go see and hear and experience the blues?
Well, it's a big city blues festival, for one thing. I mean, it's the real deal. And Saturday has all kinds of acts. You have to go on the website to check them all out. I know the Mike Wheeler Band, local Chicago band, but a great band is going to be playing. And they always have a headliner in the amphitheater there at night. But there are a number of other stages that there are three or four stages to choose from during the day. And if you come with us, you get to go down. It's a community event. You know, you get to ride in the bus. Yep. You can have a couple of beers on the way down, and you don't have to worry about driving. You don't have to worry about driving back. And it's $50 for the cost of a tank of gas. You can, you know, have a ride on a luxury bus and relax, and then get dropped off right at the venue. You don't have to park, you know, blocks away, and you just right there, and then you get back on the bus and you're right there, and we'll get you home by 12:30 so you can still
get that. That is a good day.
Now,
I think I have to go.
I was looking at the schedule a little bit, and I saw that some little highlights here. June 9th, the Cashbox Kings, who we play here on Max Inc. Radio often, they're opening for Buddy Guy, who's doing his farewell tour.
What?
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're doing Saturday just because people have to work a lot of times.
Well, maybe take the bus down there and just stay.
You can stay. You know, just let us know so that we. But I'll tell you, when that bus leaves, it leaves.
Yep.
If you're not on it, then you might be staying.
It's like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Another show I saw, they have some centennial tributes. One to Otis Spahn, featuring Johnny Iguana from the Claudettes, who we play here often. He plays in town very often. Then Billy Flynn, who is another Madison kind of favorite, right?
Middle Wisconsin somewhere.
Oh, he is from Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, he's from Wausau or somewhere up there.
Oh, I love that.
Oh,
yeah. That is great.
That makes sense. And then there's another tribute to Jimmy Rogers featuring Kim Wilson, which is pretty cool. And another guy, Easy Rollin' Bob Margolin. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great. And these are, it's local people, but we, like you were saying, we have some greats around here. We have a lot of the best. They can go toe-to-toe with anybody in the country, and especially when you go down to Chicago. I mean, you get Mike Wheeler, you get Cashbox Kings from around here. Mm-hmm. And I know the last one I was at before COVID, I don't know if they're doing it this year or not, but they had a blues jam every night, and the Cashbox drummer Kenny Smith was conducting that. And so you know, if you want to try your chops out, you can come down and play in the jam too.
Doesn't Tate do that at Red Rooster in Madison?
Yeah, there's a jam every
Thursday nights.
Yeah, and then Kelsey Miles now has moved away, but she was leading a wonderful jam
too. Yeah, and unfortunately that venue is closed now. Yeah. But she's moved on. But
she has.
Tate will be here forever.
That's
you know?
Good. I hope so. He's just the cutest.
Tate and Keith Richards, you know.
Okay, we are having so much fun talking to the president of the Madison Blues Society. It is Steve Porter. And Steve, we are so happy to have you in here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about this bus trip. Thank you. I love that you're organizing it. And let's see, it's on June 8th. So how much is it going to cost? What are we kind of dealing with here?
Only
get on that
$50.
Bus? Oh, are you kidding?
Yeah, yeah, it's a tank of gas.
$50? I think that's a deal when you figure if you drove down, it would the gas would cost that much. And then you got
the
parking
tolls.
On top
oh,
of
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, the tolls. Woohoo.
Yeah, plus you can't drink on the way down.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And you don't have good blues buddies along with you sitting in the seat next to you and you know, enjoying a party. So, I mean, it's just it's a community event. You know, we're going to a festival, so we're going to be festive.
And, oh yes,
sounds like
that's what the Blues
time.
Society. Yep. You know, it's about enjoying the blues and not overdoing it, but just you know having a good time.
How do you sign up?
The best way is to go to the website and the Madison Blues Society.
.org. I looked it up.
Okay, yeah. Good for you, because I couldn't. All I was going to say, Google the Madison Blues Society, and you'll see a whole page explaining the trip, and it has a PayPal button on it, and you can use PayPal even if you don't. You can use it on our site even if you don't have a subscription. All you need is a debit card or a credit card, and you can register there. And, you know, we're promoting it because we got to get enough people to make it work. And we're sure we will. But if we don't, we will alert everybody by May 23rd and refund the money. But,
this bus is
we're counting on making this happen.
We got you,
and we need your help out there.
I know. This bus is rolling.
Come down and party with us, everybody. We want you to have a good time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
How about that? All right.
Thanks so much for coming down.
Thank you.
Tell
you,
us
Steve.
About the Blues Bus Tour, man.
Yes. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity. You guys are always there to provide us an opportunity to promote what we're doing. And you know, you're all about local music in Madison. Yeah. And so are we. And it's great.
Come back anytime.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you on the bus.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Cashbox Kings now on Max Inc. Radio.
She's a high little mess. She can't stay in her dress when she drinks. Sin she'll confess. She stops drinking at noon. She stops drinking at noon. Then she sings out of tune till she howls at the moon. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings herself back home to stay. Our heart to defend. She's a high little miss, but I sure wish that miss was mine. She's not the kind of girl you bring home to mama, but I'm hoping someday that maybe my baby becomes a true lady and brings
are spinning like a turntable. Get out of bed when I am able. These shaky knees are unstable, 'cause I need you. My eyes go blind, it's so severe, like a dirty old broken chandelier.
My heart's so heavy when you're not here, 'cause I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. I can't mine diamonds from a pile of bones, sift through the ashes of being alone. Well, if you're home, just pick up the phone, 'cause I need you. You are the sunlight shining on me, one hit and I'm evergreen. Cover up this misery, 'cause I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. About to hit waves before I drift away. I need you day after day. I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show me the way? 'Cause I need you, I need you. Day after day, I struggle just to keep the pace. Can you show
Scott Theory on Max Inc. Radio. You know, Terry, I was talking about you the other day. We had Eric Chelinan on Record Store Day. You know, he's got a brand new Mascot Theory whole album.
I love it. Yeah.
And I asked him, like, what, no black t-shirt?
Yes.
I was like, it's not on the album.
No.
And he's like, you know what, Rob, we have to get together. And with the new band, he's got new people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so they got to do some more rehearsals. So he promised me. He's going to play it.
He promised me. It's my favorite. Is it one of yours, too?
It is one of my favorites. And, you know, him and Miles Nelson and the Rusted Hearts, they're going to be here at the High Noon May 3rd.
Next Friday.
Yeah, and then Appleton the next day. So.
And I think they're doing lacrosse.
Yes.
The night before, so they're going for a three. They're going all out.
Tuckered out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long weekend.
Yeah. It's going to be a great show, though. See you there on Friday, I'm assuming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some of these commercial things, and then we're going to come back, we're going to do a double dip next hour. With some Mascot Theory and to celebrate all that stuff. And also, we'll have more local music in the second half.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do here, right? On Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jason and the Jazzernauts on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now, salvatoretomatopies.com. Now, Rocker, there's been a lot of activity lately in that studio.
What are you talking about,
I'm posting
Rob?
Some photos right now,
it's just like a clown car.
We have a lot of stuff still happening here tonight, Rob. The Torian Ball is coming up, though, at the Cafe Coda and Ecnaton Vetter. He just walked in. We're going to hear all about that. And TazBash founder Trevor Reed is going to be talking with Jimmy.
Ooh.
He's going to be talking about the TazBash that's happening May 4th over at the Red at the Rooster over on Seaforth Road in Madison. And live in the lair tonight, Blame It on Kane. They're going to do a special acoustic version.
You can cheer, guys.
They're setting up right now. We're going to get them all sound checked and sounding good.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know what tonight?
Yes.
Rob is switching with Jimmy.
Yes.
So Jimmy's going to be doing at Max Inc. After Hours with Jimmy K. coming up 10 p.m. to midnight. And then, you know, you have to remember there's this new show, Max Inc. Americana, but it's at 4 to 6 a.m. on Sunday and Monday mornings. But it's awesome.
We've taken over the whole weekend, basically.
But it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's really awesome. So tune in for that. And, of course, Max Inc. Sunday, Top 10 Countdown, Rockers Closet Throwbacks, and Max Inc. Heavy 10 to midnight. It's a crazy
weekend. Can I mention something super quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. So we have 7,000 Apart, that band, in the Top 10. Mm-hmm. They have held the number one spot for 2 of 3 weeks.
They have.
Big news here. Let me pull this up on my phone quickly. We love 7,000 Apart. Their story is amazing. They met as foreign exchange students in Green Bay, and now they're married and a band and the whole deal. They are thrilled that they are in the number one spot. They want to hold that spot. Mm-hmm. But have you heard what they just learned?
No.
No.
Ah, okay. So I think this is Green Bay's way of practicing for the NFL draft. 7,000 Apart is going to be opening for BB Rexha.
Oh.
BB Rexha is a huge
deal.
Pop star.
Yeah.
Like, she travels the world.
Yeah.
They are opening for her at this new thing called the Titletown Concerts, and it's all happening in the Titletown area.
Wow.
And it's free. It's a free concert. So I'm thinking, this really is some sort of practice for the NFL draft.
Yes. Yeah.
My.
But, oh, man, that is going to be something.
Blowing up.
I know. It is. Isn't that fun?
It is fun.
Mm-hmm. So congrats to 7,000 Apart. We love those guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely. All right, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. It's Saturday night. It's fantastic. Live in the Lair's coming up. But first, some more local music. Beth Keeley Band on Max Inc. Radio.
You lean over slowly and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I smile and nod, but all that I can think. So why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Forge the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let can see a crack in your facade. A moment
solitary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, that you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
I don't trust my neighbors, I don't trust my boss, I don't trust the water, I don't trust the cops, I don't trust the news, I don't trust my food, and I don't trust the white guys in the suits. I'm paranoid, running around in circles again. I'm paranoid, I just want some peace in my head. Stuff.
Inc. Radio. Bing bong, then the break. Lots of live stuff coming up in hour number three of Max Inc. Radio.
I'm a girl. I'm totally confused. Australia, let me tell you, I'm a body of the truth. I'm a goddess of pictures. Let me tell you, man, I'm the one you want to get when you want to get the good stuff. She's a goddess.
Good stuff.
She deserves
good stuff.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up at Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.